Since 1998, there's been no change to the base pay of $79,500 per year for senators and assembly members, although many make several thousand dollars more a year in stipends for leadership posts or for chairing committees. They also receive $174 to cover expenses every day that they are in Albany on business. The governor is paid $179,000 a year, and agency commissioners make less than $150,000. During the past two decades, many state lawmakers have been indicted, convicted of crimes, and in some cases imprisoned, making it politically difficult to justify raises. The latest commission to examine the compensation rates may change that. It's chaired by two current and two former New York State and New York City controllers. City Controller Scott Stringer told the other commissioners that the panel is looking at various criteria for raising salaries, including the rate of inflation over the past 20 years and some other less common factors.
If pay increase at rate of inflation, it would be up 54% or $121,000. If pay increased at a rate of state spending growth, that would be up 83% or $145,000. If pay increased at a rate of private sector pay growth in the legal field, roughly doubled in the last 20 years, or $160,000.
Many state senators and assembly members are attorneys. The state's chief judge, Janet DeFiore, was to have led the panel, but she recused herself, saying it would be a conflict of interest to decide on a salary increase for herself. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group has done an analysis of the pay for New York's elected officials compared to other states, and it finds New York already has the third highest paid governor and legislature after California and Pennsylvania.
Despite the fact they haven't had a pay raise in 20 years, relative to their colleagues across the country, they're doing rather well.
NYPERG does not take a position on whether lawmakers should get a pay raise, and Horner says it's true that downstate New York has a high cost of living, but he says there needs to be an objective, nonpartisan commission free of political appointees to determine what the compensation rate should be.
We think adequate compensation should be developed, and we don't think it should be some sort of political football between the executive and the legislature over some deal. And that's historically the way it's worked out. We don't think that's right. It's not right to the individual lawmakers. Sometimes the salaries should go up. Sometimes they should go down, depending on what's happening in the economy. And there are the legislatures that have done that, have lowered their salaries because of what's happening. That does not happen in New York, but 20 years is a long time. I think anyone would agree with that.
The 1998 pay hike came after then-Governor George Pataki reached a deal with the legislature to expand charter schools. A pay raise commission created in 2016 failed to make any salary recommendations after appointees of Governor Cuomo bickered with other members of the commission. The commission will hold two public hearings, one in Albany on November 28th and one in Manhattan on November 30th. If the pay commission does decide by December 10th that elected officials and judges in New York deserve a raise, the decision does not need to be ratified by the legislature. It would automatically take effect beginning in 2019. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.